Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Shasta Unmasked. This is Jessica, and I have my co-host Ashley on the line.
Hey,
Ashley. And today we have our guest, Bobby Simpson. Bobby Simpson is a board member and parent at Gateway Unified School District and also board member of the Northern California chapter of ACLU. Welcome, Bobby.
Thank you.
We are live at the downtown Reading studio, 96.5 FM, KCNR. If you would like to give us a call and talk to Bobby and ask questions or just chime in with anything we're discussing, you may at 530-605-4566 or 67. We will be available. So how you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing pretty good. It's been a wild ride.
A long time no see.
Yeah.
So for those of you that don't know, Bobby is the first transgender woman to be elected to a school board in Shasta County.
Yeah.
And you were just elected in November.
Right.
So you've probably been going through a lot and just getting introduced to the school district with, you know, more deeply and all of that.
Yeah. Having kids in the district, I knew a lot of the district staff already, and I've been going to the board meetings for a couple of years, so... that's not too new, but learning how it works from the inside, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you share a little bit about your journey and what led you to decide to run for office and what interested you and made you interested in education advocacy?
Yeah, I've always been really involved in my kids' education.
Okay.
And they've both gone through special ed programs, which don't have a whole lot of parental involvement.
Right.
So one of our schools did, and I was heavily involved there until we had to transfer, you know, into a special ed placement. And I really missed that, and I've always had a really, you know, big heart for kids. Like, I just love kids. So I missed that, and when, I think it was January 2023, someone said, "Hey, did you hear what's going on at Gateway?" And I'm like, "No."
Mm-hmm.
Like, "You have to come to the meeting." I said, "Okay." So I showed up, and I learned about the dumpster fire that was starting in Gateway.
Why don't you tell our listeners? They might not know.
Sure. It was there's a married couple that got on the board and someone else who resigned after some legal issues. But they started off by firing the superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
And that was costing the district money. And then they tried to hire someone who I felt was really not qualified to be a superintendent. And, you know, just pushing policies. They definitely weren't, you know, education focused. They weren't, like, trying to support the kids. So I just started speaking at board meetings about how the schools have helped my families. And they're really against... the new board members were against, like, the social-emotional learning, and that is something that really helped my family. They kind of kept our family, you know, going. It's kind of emotional thinking about it.
Yeah.
It was we struggled a lot. You know, I knew nothing about special needs. I'm an only child. I didn't really grow up around other kids or have a lot of experience
right.
with little kids. So it was quite a journey, and learning how to deal with what my kids needed and helping them communicate, because they you know, struggled. My son didn't talk until I forget when he started talking, but it was definitely delayed. I want to say around 4. And he still didn't really know how to express when he needed something or wanted something or something was bothering him. So this school really, they supported him, and they supported us as a family. They did a lot of family inclusive things. A couple times a year, like, staff would go to trainings and they'd come back and they would have, a family night where they'd have dinner. They do child care, so I knew that they were with someone who was qualified and, you know, knew them and could take care of them and keep them safe. And then they'd have a presentation for the parents, like, look, this is what we learned at our, you know, our conference or our development. And it really helped me understand, you know, how they think, how to communicate, how to listen better to what they need.
Right.
So when this board was trying to dismantle that, it was extremely emotional for me.
Right.
I was very upset by that.
Yeah. It was personal.
Very much. Yeah. And, you know, I'm so glad. I don't even remember who it was that kind of dragged me to this board meeting, but I'm really glad they did.
And that's where we met.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it really got me, you know, involved and wanted, you know, just speaking up. And I really had a problem with the fact that two of the board members are married.
Right.
Or were married. Well, they are married. They're not both board members anymore.
Right.
And, you know, it's a large district, and it's only a 5-member board. So the board members couldn't really communicate with them because then they'd have a quorum. They had basically one household had, you know, 2/5 of the vote of the district. And it just didn't seem like a good representation or a fair representation to me. So I got involved in a recall effort, and I actually encouraged them during public comment several times to one of them should resign.
Right.
I just felt that that was not right. They weren't willing to do that. So I got involved with a recall effort, which is, I think that's where we finally got, you know, really working together, you and I. And after being, there were a lot of people involved in that. And when it came to giving them the papers for the recall, serving them the papers, a lot of people wanted to do it, but they were afraid for personal reasons or their job, or so they didn't feel like it would be appropriate for them to do it or safe for them to do it. So I said, I'll do it. And people were really hesitant. They're like, are you sure?
I mean,
you're going to have a target on you. This is really, are you sure? And I'm like, I'm not afraid. I will do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. And a lot of people seem to think that made me like the figure of the recall.
Right.
For some reason. Well, for some reason, it's because I was an easy target.
Right.
And I certainly wasn't the only one involved. It was a large group. But, and then Arthur Gorman posted a derogatory meme of me on Facebook.
Right.
Using his public, you know, his county
SCOE
email address and profile.
Why don't you describe what that meme looked like for the people that don't know? Because
yeah,
it comes around.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It does. Sure, sure. So the meme had I had done an interview, just sort of like a biography,
right?
And for an online magazine, and they had taken the picture. So. Whoever had made this meme took that picture, and they said, is this the voice of Gateway? And then underneath it, they had a picture of the Haynes's. It was, I describe it as like a country
romance
music
novel
album.
Cover.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one too.
I thought.
Yeah. And
it was like their professional married, they're kissing, they look like they're a happy little married white Christian nationalist couple.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, it had this couple and a sunset, and like I said, I thought of a country album.
Country boots even. Yeah. They even had country boots.
They did.
Or, and, is that what you call them? Yeah.
Cowboy boots. Yeah. Yeah, and then underneath it said, or is this?
Yeah.
The voice of Gateway. And I started getting messages from people because I hadn't seen it first. And they're like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, this isn't right. And I'm like, what? Well, what happened? So I finally, you know, someone shared it with me. And I struggled. Like, I looked at that. I'm like, it's not a direct attack. It's not, it was subtle. Mm-hmm. It felt wrong, but I couldn't tell you why. It wasn't like.
Well, because you know what they're thinking. That's what made me so angry about it, was that I know what their messages they're sending to their bigoted friends. And right. I know what those bigoted friends are thinking, and that infuriated me at that time. And even though we look at it and we're like, you know, all happy butterflies and sunshines, we love Bobby, but we know what their intention is with it.
Right. There was definitely that undertone. I mean, that right. hit me, but I was like, I don't know. Should I be offended? It's not right.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone, you know, so many people were telling me, like, look, that is wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, that's offensive. So I'm like, okay. So I went to, you know, I actually printed it out and wrote a little thing, and I went to the next SCOE meeting, and I handed that out to the board members, and I said, you know, look, someone posted this from in an official capacity, and they're attacking a parent in the district, of which they actually, he's in my district, which is great. of which they should be representing.
Who wasn't even running for office at that time. You weren't even running for office.
I was not.
All you did was simply deliver the recall notice, right?
Right.
At that point. You weren't even involved in the recall, really, at that point.
Right.
Or just the beginning.
Right. It was just the beginning. And, yeah, I had just gotten involved. I mean, we hadn't, like, really collected signatures.
Right.
I hadn't
yeah.
really done anything but, like, go to a couple of the meetings.
Right.
And then present the papers. And so he's posting this derogatory meme of a parent in his district that he should be representing, not attacking.
Yes.
And I want to tell the board, look, this happened, and I that's wrong. I just wanted to call him out.
Right.
And kind of just put it out there. And mm-hmm. then I was done with it. But there were so many people that thought that was wrong, that they're like, I think that they should censure him about this. Mm-hmm. They should make a statement that that's not appropriate.
Right.
So that turned into a whole thing. And they reprimanded him verbally, but they didn't actually censure him officially.
Right.
And I have mixed feelings about that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what they're saying. I understand that they say, like, oh, he'd wear it as a badge of honor. Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. But so what?
But exactly. It still makes
right
an official statement. It
yeah.
should be right. So
I was not happy either, obviously, at that time with their lack of taking responsibility and putting action behind the words of the there's no hate here slogan
yeah,
and all of that.
That's a good point.
It's very easy to put up a poster on your wall and say there's no hate here or we support everyone, but when you're literally taking the highest official in your organization and allowing them to be hateful and bigoted and awful, like they allowed, the only thing they had was censure, and they should have done that, in my opinion.
Yeah. And like you said, so what? What he does with that is his
right.
is his
decision. Yeah.
But
oh shoot, we have to go to break. We'll be right back.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Shasta Unmasked. This is Jessica. Do we still have Ashley?
Yeah, I'm just listening to you guys. I'm keenly interested in this discussion.
I know.
Keep going.
It's pretty cool. So just real quick, we are live downtown Reading, KCNR 96.5 FM, 530-605-4566 or 67 if you'd like to call and talk with our guest today, Bobby Simpson. Bobby is parent and board member of Gateway School District, Gateway Unified School District, also a board member for the ACLU Northern Division, and Bobby is here tonight discussing with us the journey that led her to become run for office. And we are at the part where you're at SCOE, Arthur Gorman was not censured, and what happened?
Yeah, so they didn't censure him, and I knew that during the next election cycle, there was going to be a seat in the same area on the board. And I thought about running. First of thought was like, oh, wouldn't it be funny to run on the board and sit next to Arthur? I just, that would be hilarious to me. And it was just like a whimsical thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought of it, it kind of percolated a little bit. And I'm like, actually, think about this. If I got on the board, he would have to sit next to me. Mm-hmm. I kind of reframed it. I'm like, that would be interesting. But then there was also one of the Haynes' seats was coming up as mm-hmm. well in Gateway. And since there's going to be a smaller pool of people in Gateway, you know, that could run, that even could run for the Gateway seat,
right?
I decided to run for Gateway. And I'm really glad I did because he and I are the only ones that filed. And it was quite a journey. Like, I hadn't planned on doing much campaigning. I kind of figured I'd let my reputation and my voice, like, kind of speak for itself because a lot of people knew who I was.
Right.
Over 2023, every time I'd go pretty much to the store, someone would be, you know, oh, you know, we appreciate what you're doing, or thank you, you know, or good job, or, you know, that's so brave. So there was a lot of encouragement. There was a lot of acceptance. Really, the only pushback I've gotten are from people who are kind of far on the right, like, you know, the Moms for Liberty.
Right.
There are some people that have argued other points at board meetings, but we've discussed and had coffee, and they're still accepting. They will still, you know, call me Bobby and say she and her.
Right.
So they can still be polite, even though we don't have the same viewpoints.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it just bothered me that there's someone on the board who doesn't respect, you know, me as a parent. Like, I'm a parent in his area.
Right.
And he's blatantly disrespecting me.
Right.
And in fact, there's a video that I know somewhere that has him mm-hmm. constantly and being corrected, and just he refuses to change. He's just
right.
like claiming he's being respectful. I'm like, you're not being respectful.
No. Not when you're denying someone their existence.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you were speaking to my face. I'm telling you that I don't like that, and that's disrespectful.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I'm being respectful. I mean, in what world are you living that you think, I don't know if I'm being disrespected?
Yeah.
So, anyway, so I ran for Gateway and won by a decent margin. I think it was like 57% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
And the day after, of course, the day after the election, I got like 4 calls for interviews.
Uh-huh.
Not really surprised. One of them was from Record Searchlight, and we sat and chatted, and he was very, very polite. He said right off the bat, he's like, I'm not really sure, you know, the terms, if I, you know, and I could tell that he was like hesitating. He wants to.
Like uncomfortable.
Yeah. So I said, you know, I could tell he was being genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who was coming from a place of respect,
mm-hmm.
a place of learning and really wants to know,
mm-hmm.
I'll have this conversation. If you make a mistake, I'm not going to be upset.
Right.
I'll help you learn. I'm all about education. I love learning. I mean, like, I'm going to school again. It's just, I love learning.
Right.
And hearing other people's points of view also is very fascinating. Like, I'm very interested in other cultures.
One thing I've been mesmerized with you about is your ability to stand in front of, not just stand in front of, but engage in real authentic conversation with these people that are so awful to your face. And you've still listened to them. I mean, I've seen you sit there and listen and really try and understand where they're coming from. And I can just see in your face that you're trying. And I think, I don't know how you have patience, but it's like some miracle inside of you that's like allowing you to listen. And I mean, honestly, if anything is helpful in that situation, that is, because if they can leave that situation with seeing you as a different person than they came in there thinking you were, then we're talking about the negative people.
Yeah.
Then that's a win, you know?
Yeah. And one of my most memorable moments at a Gateway meeting was, it was after they were trying to find a replacement board member, and I forget the person's name. I probably recognize the face.
Mm-hmm.
But this person had tried for the seat, but, you know, with a 2-2 vote, they just could not get anyone
to seated.
But this person was very vocal. When she had opinions, she got up to the podium, and she was just loud. She let them have it. Didn't hold back.
Mm-hmm.
So there was an intermission. And I was standing on one side of the room, and she was on the other. And she came walking over to me, and she said, Bobby, I just want to thank you for always being so nice. And I was kind of struck, like,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't I be? Like,
right.
And I'm like, where is this going? You know, is there a motive? What is behind this? And I'm like, so I said thank you. And she's like, no, I mean it. You're just always so calm and so polite, and I just appreciate that a lot. I said, thank you, and she wandered off, and I was just, like, left mesmerized. And luckily, there was someone standing next to me, and I said, you heard that, right? She's like, yeah, I heard it. Like, what does that mean? She's like, I don't know. So I kind of take that as a badge of honor. Like, we definitely have different views.
Mm-hmm.
But she saw me as someone that she could approach and talk to.
Right.
So I'm really proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, even if Elias actually said something that I kind of liked
mm-hmm.
at one of the board meetings, is like sometimes we have to have these discussions, and they're not easy. They can be hard discussions,
right?
But sometimes we have to have them, and I totally agree with that. They're not always easy, but we do need to have them. But to have a discussion, it takes listening.
Yeah. And respect on both parts.
And respect on both sides, exactly.
Well, we have to go to break again, but when we come back, let's talk about some of those hard conversations that have been had. We'll be right back.
All right.
Don't make notes what you said. So please stop me.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Because I'm going to be the one who's alone again since y'all are leaving.
Oh,
that's the idea.
Hello. Sad music.
Hey, well,
since he just let the cat out of the bag and we haven't said anything yet.
Oh, what?
Ashley, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so this is our second to last show here as a radio format for Shasta Unmasked.
Yeah.
We have yet to really have a discussion about what the future is, but I have a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
We will be moving off of terrestrial radio, but we still hopefully will be available as a live radio show with video now available. We will still be able to take calls and we will still be in the same time slot.
Yeah.
So, we will just be we'll be Shasta Uncensored instead of Shasta Unmasked, which I would like to propose rebranding.
There might be some cussing involved now.
So there's going to be lots of cussing involved because I'm still on the show.
There's definitely going to be the podcast still available, and yep. That will be available still on Apple and Spotify and yep. Amazon and all the places. But thanks, Ben, for letting everybody know.
Well, to change the mood, it is National Kazoo Day.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you guys
Ben
too.
Ben is the greatest producer.
He is. He's been so much fun. It's the best part about this place. We're gonna miss you a lot.
Yeah, heard it here first.
All right, so back to our show. we have Bobby Simpson, our guest still, and when we left, we were discussing how to have difficult conversations with people you might have differences of hardcore beliefs about. But I kind of want to know what it's been like for you on the board so far. what kind of stuff has been going on? What have you experienced? Kind of in a nutshell, we have 10 minutes.
First board meeting, like I was actually really nervous. I went and talked to our district staff beforehand because I'm like, it's going to be crazy because I've been to Gateway meetings the past year and I wasn't like elected to the board. So like, I was just expecting a whole like mess of opposition and, you know, very loud voices. But they assured me that they have been, you know, they keep their ears open. They've been paying attention. They know, you know, law enforcement's not too far away. They like let them know that, you know, we might have an issue. So I felt pretty safe. And I also, she said that, you know, Casey's good at de-escalation and Phil, our current president, is very calm and mellow, which I have seen him. He's gone through some stuff and he has been accused of a lot of things and still just remains very calm.
Mm-hmm.
So I also had a discussion with him. So I felt like it would be controlled.
Right.
I was still expecting some stuff. It was a standing room only meeting. All good stuff. All warm, all very welcoming. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And the opposition that I expected to see didn't even show up.
Yep.
Which really surprised me. So it was really warm. And like after I was sworn in, I noticed that there was a lot of applause, except for Lindsay.
Mm.
She was shuffling papers and flipping her hair, which is typical Lindsay.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we don't agree, but she acts, I feel like she acts a lot really immature. Like, I mean, you could at least sit there and look like you're being polite.
Right.
But she doesn't. And
or at least, like, when I was elected to SCOE, there are people on that board that I wasn't, you know, thrilled that were there, and people that I definitely disagree with. But I clapped for them when they did their swearing in, because regardless, they deserve to be appreciated for their time, their service. I do believe that they believe what they think they know, if that's a thing. And so, yeah, it is immature and rude, and it's too bad she's like that. That's got to suck for her.
Yeah. So it is nice to know, and I didn't even notice that until, like, I watched the recording back later.
Yeah.
But, you know, now I know where I sit with her.
Right.
But, again.
And she's one of the people that acted very nice to you in the beginning.
Yeah. We've had discussions both in the boardroom but outside the boardroom. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Polite, civil. So, and I know that she, you know, a little bit of her background, so I know that she's trying to do the right thing, and I admire what they did as parents, you know, for their kids. The respect, lack of respect was kind of striking.
Yeah. So now, what are some other things that are going on in your life? I know you just had some exciting stuff happen last weekend.
Yeah. So, because going back to school and running for election wasn't enough for me.
yeah, happens to the best of us.
And parenting, you know, is like, yeah, I didn't have I also joined the ACLU, and so I'm on the board of directors of the ACLU of Northern California. And we haven't even had, or well, we have now, but we had not even had our first meeting yet. We had orientation, but we hadn't had a meeting yet. And I got an email saying, hey, the day after inauguration, we're going to have a press conference in Sacramento. There's going to be, a lunch and a dinner, you know, and a panel with legislators. And I'm like, this, like, I actually had a chemistry lab that day, but I'm like, I can't miss this opportunity. So I emailed him back and I said, I want to be there. So I joined him for that. And the speeches they had were powerful, very amazing. basically highlighting the top three priorities of the ACLU, which is fighting immigration and keeping families together, the housing crisis, because having wildfires up here, it's not just people that are, you know,
right.
It's it could happen to anyone, right. Anytime. The privacy, like, you know, government collects a lot of information.
Right.
And with our new administration, we worry about what they could and will do with that. So we want to keep that, you know, what counties and cities collect, we want to keep that here.
Was there any indication of the whole, that he was going to stop payment on grant funding? Like, do you know about that?
I had heard about that. At the time, I did not.
Yeah. That drastically affects my job. We are completely grant funded by the federal government, and we have teenagers here right now from other countries that are being paid stipends for living here that they may not get if that continues. And our organization's owed $200,000 that are not being paid right now. And we're a little organization. It's like, I don't feel like he should be able to come in and stop payment on something that was approved. I mean, it's illegal, first of all.
Yeah, if it's already been approved.
But just holding it up in court even is disastrous.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt you, but
yeah, so we didn't even know the full scope of what he was going to unleash, but within 24 hours, I know ACLU filed, I believe, two lawsuits already. I'm really proud to have been there. I'm excited to be involved and standing up, and I'm really appreciative of the community, because like I said, I got here largely because every time I go to the store, there's someone saying thank you.
Yeah.
And the only people saying no thank you are either trying to do it online anonymously and rudely. Or strangely, one board member, at SCOE. So seeing the balance of, like, mostly it's a lot of love.
Right.
Really gave me, you know, the courage to do this.
Yeah. It gives me so much hope for our county. It really does. And the fact that you were so supported at Gateway, just made my heart so full for you and for our community.
Yeah.
We've come a long ways in some ways.
We have. I know a lot of people said that they were really surprised, even my supporters that have experience in the political circle say, you must have really talked to a lot of people, you know, honestly and earnestly, and just really talked to them about how you feel and what they need and how they feel to make this happen. And I did. Like I said, I really thought that my reputation from speaking at the board would just hold up and support me, and it seems to have worked, you know.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's definitely a testament to you as a person, your ability to listen and be kind, like the lady said.
Yeah.
And, you know, just high five. Good job. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we need to go to break real quick, but when we come back, we'll kind of wrap this all up, maybe talk a bit about what your future holds in the next 6 months or so, what you think.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We will play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Thank you.
We are on our last segment of Shasta and Mass, live at KCNR 96.5 FM. Last chance to call in and talk to Bobby and ask some questions, 530-605-4566 or 67. I guess we're just going to wrap it up in these last 13 minutes we have. And so what do you see happening for yourself or Gateway over the next year, let's say?
I feel that I don't expect a whole lot of excitement at Gateway the next year.
That's nice.
Yeah, my first two board meetings were just like routine business. They were calm, quiet board meetings. Each lasted right about an hour.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was short for what I'm used to at Gateway. And I think that just seeing that there's a reasonable voice on the board will kind of like bring some balance and calm some of this chaos that's been happening. But I'm definitely there for anyone who has concerns or has needs. I definitely want to hear that. My position now was kind of driven home last week when I was in the Capitol, because having lunch or dinner with like senators and their aides was so surreal. I'm like, wow, these people, we see them, they're like, they're powerful people. But then you get to know them and like, we're just talking about like, what's your favorite thing to do in Northern California? You know, that kind of chat. They're like just people. I'm in that same position in a lower capacity, but like in the same position where I represent, 2,000 students and their families and the community. I certainly don't know them all, but I am absolutely there for anyone who wants to talk. And I really hope that people can see that. So if there's a concern, whether or not you're in my area, you can reach out to me and I will hear this. It's a big responsibility, but it's also very exciting. I want to help people. I want to help people learn. I want to help people have the best school experience, because I certainly did not have a great one.
Speaking of that, I have a question.
Okay.
Speaking of that, let me pull up my question. I wanted this for the end, and you kind of led right into it. So if you could tell your younger self something, knowing what you know today, what would it be?
Your time will come, I think. It's not always going to be easy. There's going to be a lot of struggles, but you will thrive. You will get there. And it kind of reminds me of one of the conversations I had with someone from typically on the other side of issues. They were talking about things that they were led to believe growing up and what they believe now, and that they kind of were misled, and things that they did that they regret. And I was thinking about my life, and I'm like, it has certainly not been easy. There's been a lot of challenges, really some dark times. Mm-hmm. But I don't have regrets. I'm proud. Sorry, I'm proud to be where I am. And yeah, I just don't have regrets. It was difficult for sure, yeah. But I made it. And, you know, I found community and I found the love and the support, which I keep hearing from people around the country. Like, how did you find that in Shasta County?
Yeah.
But it's here.
Yeah.
It really is. And like someone said to me last week, like the loudest voices are the ones on the ends, you know, the far right and the far left. Those are the loudest. That's what people hear. But there's more people, more of us are in the middle. So we're closer than a lot of people think.
Mm-hmm.
And we have more in common than different, I believe. I truly believe that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We just have to be hearing that. We just have to hear what other people have to say and have to offer. And be willing to rethink what we think we know.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, is this right? Or maybe I can, should I change my opinion on
mm-hmm.
this?
Every time I have a conversation with somebody that's on the quote-unquote other side, and we have a conversation about what we believe and what we want for our future and what we need, our beliefs and things, it's always the same.
Sure.
And we always sit there, you know, and I'm not surprised anymore, but the other person's usually surprised, wow, are you sure you're a Democrat?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I am. I mean, just because we have different views of how to get there doesn't mean we don't all believe and want the same things.
Right. And I don't really like that term other side. Like, I know what you're saying.
Right.
But
that's why I said quote unquote.
Right, right.
I don't like it either.
Yeah, it's not a black and white or red and blue situation. It's a people situation.
We need to try and stop putting ourselves in these buckets. We do.
Yeah, I agree.
And try and join forces. Like on the SCOE board, we're, you know, we have lots of things we can focus on that are, we all agree on that are positive, you know, the narcotics, situation in schools, the reading levels of our kids, violence in general in schools.
Yeah.
We're all concerned about those things and we can all work together on them. So why even waste our time on things that don't mean anything to our schools?
That's the other thing. Yeah. A lot of issues that are being brought up are just noise. There's a lot of things that we should be focusing on.
And time suckers.
That are taking away, yes, time and money and, you know, the focus from things where they should be.
Right. Yeah. So, let's see.
Yeah.
At the table.
No one's going to call. Oh,
no. That's okay. We usually get comments on our Facebook page afterwards. So when we post the show, so feel free to answer questions on there if people have questions. We have about 6 minutes. So let's just talk about a little bit about, I don't think you've talked about what advice you would give to other transgender individuals that are considering leadership roles that maybe are afraid in Shasta County to be a bigger part of the community.
There's a lot more support than you would expect.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing this for maybe 6 or 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
It has really surprised me. And even before I was like visually, you know, transitioned, I'd get people that were supportive. Like they could tell that I, you know, I had certain feelings or I dressed kind of differently, but like people were just like really like, way to go, you know, that's, that takes a lot of courage here. Like, I had one guy stop me in a parking lot on my way to the car. I was wearing a skirt, but like I had my head shaved. I didn't have hair, and said something about how he liked, I don't know if he liked it or liked, you know, that I was just expressing myself. I don't remember his words exactly. But then we got to talk, and he's like, you know, are you from here? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, wow. I'm not sure if I can say what he actually said. He said, that takes a lot of courage, basically. Okay. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. And I, like, didn't expect that. Very, very emphatic. That takes a lot of courage.
I'm right.
Like, wow. And I didn't feel courageous. I mean, I was scared. But that's kind of the definition of courage is you're scared and you do it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So I thought about that a lot. I'm like, wow, I guess I am. But yeah, there's a lot more support than you'd think.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely scary. But there are groups. You know, NorCal Outreach has been a great resource for me. I was really excited the last year. I got to organize Pride, and it was so much fun to do, and it was such a big success. And I've been talking to them already about, you know, next being involved in this year's Spirit of Pride too. So, and I hadn't really thought about it, but someone's like, yeah, now that you're, you know, in a leader position, you really need to be involved. Even if it's cursory, you just need to be involved.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, you're right. But I had a lot of fun doing it and seeing so many people just happy.
Yeah, it was a great time, even though it was hot as heck.
Yeah.
I thought the producer was watching for the button.
I'm just saying. They had already set that by the time I joined the committee. But that's why I'm trying to get on early. I'm like, let's find another day or another time. Like, do it later. Something. But yeah, the new venue was fantastic. Downtown.
Yeah, it was really
great.
Nice. Yeah.
And so I know there's talk about, like, they've done it in September a few times and doing that again. But I'm like, I think there's more unity celebrating with the rest of the world, because the rest of the world is celebrating in June.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, it's
maybe
hot.
Earlier in June.
I'm thinking that, too.
When was it this last time?
20.
Oh, yeah.
Second
way earlier, like the first weekend, maybe. That'd be good.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Well, Bobby, it was great to have you tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome, and we'll keep talking. I'm sure we'll have you on again when we continue with our podcast and different topics. Ashley, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you want to tell us where you're headed after this so people can listen?
So today was the longest Board of Supervisors meeting that we've had in a while. I don't even know when it ended. It was at least 8 hours long. But we're going to try and cover the first 2 or 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, I didn't even get in the
Board of Supervisors meetings over on Ecoplex Media. That's Ecoplex Media, twitch.tv/Ecoplex Media. But also, just real quick, Bobby, I would love to have you on again, as well as any other guest that we've ever had on Shasta Unmasked. All of you guys are all welcome back to come on. We'll talk about this longer and in more detail next Tuesday on our last show. But again, thank you so much for coming on. And we'll be watching the Board of Supervisors meeting from today at twitch.tv/Ecoplex Media.
All right, everybody, jump on, and we will see you next week, Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Bye.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.